Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back in, folks. We're here at the Treasure Chest Casino for weekend kickoff. Steve Geller along with Mike Dettelier. Happy to welcome in now to the radio huddle renowned defensive line coach Pete Jenkins here. Pete, thank you so much for the time. How you been doing today?
Very good, Steve. Very good. Thank you for asking.
Coach, what's going on, man? Listen, you're getting back into coaching or what? Everybody else is either getting hired or fired. So tell me about it, Coach.
I tell you, nobody has offered me a job in the last few days, to be honest with you.
Coach, what I wanted to ask you about was the pressures to coach at LSU. And you've coached a lot of other places. But, man, LSU is a bit unique in that category of, okay, for some spots, you know, you win 8 or 9 games. Okay, man, we happy. Not no more. You better get into the top 12. And, you know, eventually it'll expand to 16. But the pressures to coach from your standpoint, because you've been there before and trying to get into a national championship type format, the bar's now really been raised. And, Coach, we on land that's never been walked on before.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mike, I'm sitting here thinking, listening to you, thinking about your question. And let me say this to you. You know, I really have I've worked at a lot of places, as you know. I think five or six SEC schools. You know, and they're all pretty unique. They have their own pluses and they have their own problems and so forth and so on. And, you know, I never have discussed this with you, but I was fortunate enough. You know, my dream was to work at LSU, period, okay? And, I mean, I grew up dreaming that I could work at LSU, all right? I actually worked at LSU for 6 different head coaches. And I know that's an NCAA record. It's just one that nobody gives a damn about. You know what I mean? With 6 guys at LSU. Okay. So here's the thing. You know, I can remember when they used to be on, the fans would be on Coach Mack because he couldn't beat Coach Bryant. And, you know, hell, a lot of people couldn't beat Coach Bryant. You know, I mean, he wasn't. That didn't set Coach Mack apart a great deal because he couldn't beat Coach Bryant. There was a lot of people who had that same problem. I think the pressures are tremendous, okay? And at LSU, I found that the plus is, here's the plus, Mike. The fans, the people who love LSU, I think they are tremendous. And I you know, I love coaching there. The fans were just terrific. And they were awful nice to me over the years. I think they are more in love with their team than any place else I've ever worked. And that's the good side of the coin. The bad side of the coin is the expectation level that they have for you is extremely high and brings a lot of pressure to the coaching staff and the head coach and everybody associated with the program. I love the passion at LSU. I hated the disappointment that they had and we bought them when we lost a game. I hated losing games at LSU. But they all got pressure, Mike, as you know. And I think the playoffs have changed a lot. You know, we used to strive to get in a bowl game. But now, you know, if you get in a bowl game, Coach Saban told me one time, you know, if we don't make the playoffs here at Alabama, in the eyes of the fans, the season's over. And it used to be a bowl game would be something really to shoot for. But now, if you don't get in the playoffs, it's really changed. And it's changed the value of the bowl games. And it's really added the pressure to the coaching staff.
Coach, you've coached six different coaches, as you brought up. At LSU, and at the end, you know, your final stop at LSU, you got that phone call from Brian Kelly, who I remember at that time you told me I never talked to him before. But you and Coach Kelly had a good relationship there. I mean, there's been a lot of talk, certainly over the past couple of weeks since Coach Kelly got fired, was that maybe he was detached from the team and that he coached from the ivory towers and that it wasn't a good relationship between him and assistant coaches and coaches. As somebody that's been on that staff, that's not what I sort of got from you in your relationship with Coach Kelly.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm so glad you asked that question. I really am. Let me tell you, I actually text with him today with Coach Kelly. We exchanged the text. Let me tell you, nobody, Mike, could have ever treated me better than he did. He was great to me. And I will always be appreciative of his, you know, the kindness that he had for me. So here's the thing. I keep reading these things, and I promise you, it really concerns me, Mike, some of the things that people are saying about him now that he's gone. So I read this one article the other day, and I don't give any credibility to anything if people won't sign their name to it. Hell, if it's good enough to write and you got enough information, sign your name to it. They said that he didn't even know the players' names, okay? Well, to be honest with you, I didn't find that to be true. I mean, not at all, I didn't find that to be true. And I have a friend, and you know who he is. I had two guys on the staff when I left. I have a guy on the staff now. And I speak with him, and I ask him, I said, look, did Coach Kelly not come to practice? Because I read that. Or leave early or come late to practice. And I said, in 2023, I never saw that. And he said, well, I never saw it in 2024, and I haven't seen it in 2025. You know, I don't know. And I heard he was drinking wine in his office, on the job, during working hours, all that. And I said, I asked my friend also, I said, I never had any inclination of that when I was there in 2023. And he said, I've never had any inclination of that in 2024 and 2025. So I don't know, Mike. I think it's very sad. All the things. That's just a few of the things that I have read about him. I know you know all those things that people are saying. And one of the articles said, insiders say he didn't even know the damn team by their names or the individuals on the team by their names. I don't know who the insider is. I mean, like I say, you identify as an insider. What the hell is your name? If it's all that true and everything, sign your damn name to it. I never found him to be that way. Now, let me say this one. I have to be very careful, okay? Because when I worked with and coach with guys who played for Coach Bryant, okay, I've heard it so many times. They would say this to me and to others. Coach Bryant would have never done that. Coach Bryant would have never let that happen. Coach Bryant would have never done it that way. Well, here's my point in telling you that, Mike. They were all so in love with Coach Bryant and believed in they believed he could walk on water, okay? I noticed that as I would work with them over the years. So when I went to work for Coach Saban, I have to be very careful not to judge everything by the way Coach Saban did things. I truly believe in what I saw him do. And of course, the stats would prove that he was pretty effective at the things he did. Coach Kelly was as different as Coach Saban is night and day. But I didn't know that he had won over 300 games as a college head football coach. He's been doing something right, Mike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And Coach, I think we saw this before, and that was toward the end with Coach Ogeron. That were things written and said about Coach O that I knew wasn't quite true. But I think maybe somebody said it to sort of grease the skids even more. They didn't have to make up anything. You ain't winning, okay? And so you didn't have to do all that.
No.
But everybody's got, and I think people would like to hear this from you, everybody's got a different coaching style and how players react to it. And I will say this, people change in life and thinking, okay, I've done it this way all these years. I'm not going to change. You better change to how maybe society is and how we, you know, kind of communicate with younger players today.
No, I think that's a great point, Mike. One of the things they used to say about Coach Bryant is Coach Bryant won with all white players. Coach Bryant won with little bitty small guys. Coach Bryant then won when black players came along and he had an integrated squad. He won when he threw the ball. He won when he ran the ball. You know, that's what you're saying. I think you have to adapt to the generation that you're coaching. You know, look, I did it 53 years, Mike. You know I've had to do some adjustments. I think if you can't do that, you fall behind. One of the things Coach Saban always did so great, he was such a tremendous communicator. I would sit in the meeting room and I would listen and I'd watch him. And I would think to myself, everybody in this room, it don't matter who they are, it doesn't matter what their background is, they understand what he's saying because he communicates so well. Now, I thought Paul Dietzel, who I worked for at South Carolina, sometimes I thought Coach Dietzel said things so eloquently, it wasn't a good thing, to be honest with you. I had to kind of really listen carefully to understand. And sometimes kids really didn't understand exactly what Coach, he was a smart guy. I mean, very, very intelligent and great man. But sometimes I thought he said things to them and talked over their head. He told a kid, I had a kid that really went to Alabama, and he was really great, played with Green Bay. I was recruiting him at South Carolina. We were sitting in Coach Dietzel's office on his recruiting visit, and Coach Dietzel said, look, if you don't fully intend to go to four bowl games, don't come to South Carolina. And I heard him say it. I knew what he was saying. Okay, so as the day wore on, I saw the kid's interest kind of dwelling. And I said to him, I said, you seem to not be quite as interested as you were when we got here this morning and until lunchtime. Or what? Is something, are you okay? Is something wrong? And he looked at me, he said, well, Coach Dietzel don't want me to come here. I said, what? He said, Coach Dietzel said he didn't want me to come here. I said, no, wait a minute. Let me explain to you what he said. He was saying, I hope you fully intend to go to four consecutive bowl games, or if you don't come to South Carolina. Okay. My point to you is, Coach Kelly is an intelligent speaking guy, and I think sometimes he might have been misunderstood a little bit, or the meaning of in what he was saying might have been misunderstood a little bit. But a good man, Mike, and the guy was, I thought his heart was in the right place. I really did. And I know this. I asked Kevin Peoples, divulged my source. I asked him, I said, was he engaged? And he said, I thought he was more engaged in 2025 than he was 2024. So I don't know, Mike. I got different feelings about it. There's no question that the pressure exists at LSU. It exists. And again, the good part of that, on the good side of the coin, is how much the fans love and appreciate their team. The bad part is, if you don't do good, it ain't much fun. And they are not very happy with you when you don't win games. I've been talking too much, Mike.
No. You said it well. Coach, one of the craziest things I've heard from a college player, and I think you know where I'm going with this. He didn't live that far away from me, and I've known him since he was probably in the eighth grade. And it was Mason Smith. And so we were talking about LSU, and he decides to come out early for the draft. And that was his choice. Yep. Nobody forced him to do it. And I think some of that had to do with the fact he didn't know who the defensive line coach would be either. They didn't have a decision from Coach Davis yet and if he'd be there. But I said, did anybody really get on you at LSU? And he looked at me and he said, one guy, Mr. Mike. I was like, one guy? He's like, one. I was like, who are you talking about? He said, Coach Jenkins. And nobody else ever told me anything. And I'm like, wait a minute. You spent 3 years there. He's like, Mr. Mike, I'm just telling you. I spent 3 years there, but nobody ever told. And he said, you know why? I think they were always scared I would leave and go to another school. So they didn't tell me anything. They didn't jump me. Now, he said, now, Coach Jenkins didn't have that problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, I ain't very fancy. I mean, what you see is what you get. You know what I mean? Somebody asked me one time. They asked me, Mike, they said, do you coach in pro ball like you coached in college ball? I said, well, hell, I ain't got one way to coach. I mean, I said, I don't have a college coaching deal and a pro coaching deal. Yeah, coaches exactly like I mean, but let me tell you, is all about football, when there's nothing personally involved in it. And I'm sure Mason knew that. I mean, he wasn't doing things right. I hold him accountable to doing right. And I wasn't going to change that in those 53 years of coaching. I was not going to change that, Mike. I think that's the way it ought to be. And I think the players, if they don't appreciate it in that moment, they appreciate it later in life.
Coach, he did tell me one thing. He said, I don't think Coach Jenkins knows how much I appreciated him at LSU. Because he said, you know, he could have been like the rest of the guys. It wasn't a long-term deal for Coach Jenkins. It wasn't like he was going to be here 3 years. But he said, you know, when he was telling me something or got on me, I knew it was to make me a better player. Man, no coach, doubt. That's as good a compliment as you'll ever get as a coach.
Yes, and that means an awful lot to me because, I think if you go back 53 years, it's been that way since I coached that junior high, that B team the first year I coached. You know, and I'm a competitor, Mike, and I want us to do it to the very best. I just wrote a thing. I'm doing a talk in North Carolina in December. And I just wrote a thing on my computer, on the screen thing. You know, everybody who comes into my room, if there's 15 of them sitting there, I want each one of them, I'm going to help each one of them to be the very best that they can be. And you come down there and broadcast from Thibodeau sometimes. You know, I really care about those guys. And I don't hire anything coach to coach down there. I don't hire anybody who don't care. If they don't care, I don't hire them back. You know, I think teachers ought to be that way. Coaches ought to be that way. I think I want to help people be. And everybody has limitations. But I want them to be as good as I can possibly help them be. Does that make sense, Mike?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, Coach.
Best in the biz, Pete Jenkins, D-line coach. Man, thanks so much for the time. Always love hearing your stories.
Hey, Pete, when you get that next job, give me a call.
Okay.
Thank you,
Pete. All right. Thank you, Mike.
That was Pete Jenkins here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.